Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Corp and five tribal bodies to abstain from government functions Independence Day over composition of Reservation Review Commission. Chief Minister Rio hopes International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples will foster greater awareness on Indigenous rights. Naglan Unit of All India Freedom Fighters and Successors Organization observes 83rd Quit India Movement Day. And BJP Naglan to launch Har Ghar Tiranga campaign and Tiranga Yatra from August 11. Now the news in detail. The Committee on Reservation and Recruitment Policy, CORP, during a meeting today, decided that its apex tribal bodies and frontal organizations would abstain from government functions, including the Independence Day celebration. The meeting took place in Kohima in the presence of CORP members and representatives of the apex tribal bodies Ao, Angami, Lotha, Sumi and Rengma. Addressing the media after the meeting, CORP convener Tesin Losemi, the joint meeting deliberated on the cabinet decision taken on August 6.
We appreciate and acknowledge the government setting up the commission for reservation. However, we are not happy with the composition of the commission. Government has included the civil society organizations in the composition of the commission, which we do not accept that. And also, we have decided that we will not participate or abstain from any government functions, including the Independence Day celebration.
He acknowledged and appreciated the government's move to set up the Reservation Review Commission, but expressed dissatisfaction with its composition. According to him, the inclusion of civil society organizations, CSOs, in the commission was unacceptable and CORP had therefore decided not to participate in any government functions, including the Independence Day celebration. Semi maintained that the committee opposed the inclusion of CSOs in order to ensure the commission's independence and impartiality. He added that all commission members should be government officials, either retired or in service. Member Secretary of CORP, Captain G.K. Jimomi, said that the demand for the commission was not originally from CORP, but was an outcome of the June 3 meeting with the state government, headed by Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Patton. During that meeting, CORP reiterated its core demands and it was decided that an independent commission would be set up.
We have made it very clear from the beginning that CSOs should not be a part of this commission. The commission should be an independent commission to have an impartial and fair assessment of the entire reservation policy. That has been our demand in the first place. We stand by it. And today, again, we have reiterated it.
The International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples is being celebrated today. This year's theme is Indigenous Peoples and AI, Defending Rights, Shaping Futures. On the occasion, Naglan Chief Minister Nipu Rio stated that it is a time to share our truths, tell our stories and honour our deep connection to the land. Mr. Rio expressed hope that the day will foster greater awareness and appreciation of the rich heritage, identity and rights of Indigenous communities. Along with the rest of the country, Naglan State Unit of All India Freedom Fighters and Successors Organization today observed the 83rd Quit India Movement Day at its office in Upper Chanmari, Kohima, under the chairmanship of its president, Mr. Zeleje Angami. During the observance, a 3-minute silence was observed to pay tribute to the freedom fighters who sacrificed their lives for our motherland. The Nagaland unit of BJP will launch the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign and Tiranga Yatra from August 11 to 15 to mark Independence Day. At a press conference in Dimapur, BJP Nagaland chief spokesperson N. Kakuto Chishi said the campaign aims to encourage citizens to hoist the national flag at home, symbolizing individual pride and patriotism. Key events include free medical camps in all 11 district jails, cleanliness drives across 60 mandals, a Tiranga bike yatra, visits to the Deaf Biblical Seminary and ex-servicemen families and observance of Partition Horrors Remembrance Day.
The party district, respective district presidents will be visiting all the district jails and keeping in tune with the Swachh Bharat. All the 60 mandals of the BJP party will be conducting cleanliness drive in the respective mandals headed by the mandal president. The hoisting of our tricolor national flag at the BJP head office, headquarters at Kohima, and in all the 14 districts and 60 mandal offices. This will be led by the state office bearers, headed by the president, and all the district and mandal presidents. This will be accompanied by the Tiranga Bike Yatra. We will be observing the Remembrance Day of the Partition of Borders in all the 14 districts and 60 mandals.
Other highlights include a handcart Tiranga Yatra, food drive, sanitary pad distribution, and football tournaments. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. BJP Nagaland State President Benjamin Yeptomi, along with former MLAs and representatives from the Dimapur Railway Union, called on Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi to deliberate on the long-pending redevelopment project of Dimapur Railway Station. The delegation emphasized the strategic importance of Dimapur as a gateway to the northeast and urged a swift resumption of the stalled project to meet the growing needs of passengers and boost regional connectivity. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed 5 fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said 5 Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and 1 Ewoks aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail, along with video footage, he said they have downed at least 5 fighter aircraft and 1 large aircraft, which could either be an ELINT aircraft or an AEWNC aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHAWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. None of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
The Air Chief Marshal informed that the jets were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface to air kill that one can talk about. He also mentioned about attacks on Shahbaz Jacobabad airfield being destroyed by Indian missiles, where some aircrafts like F-16 were damaged. Power supply to Tuli subdivision, Longleng and Mon districts have been disrupted following the collapse of a 66 kV transmission tower at Yisemyong area in Mokchung district. The State Power Department reported that the incident occurred yesterday at around 5 a.m. According to the department, after intensive line patrolling, the fault was located in the evening at approximately 4 p.m. The collapse of the transmission tower has been attributed to massive landslides in the area. The department stated that all possible arrangements are being made to assess the situation and restore power supply at the earliest. It also appealed to consumers in the affected areas to bear with the inconvenience, assuring that every effort is being made to resolve the issue promptly. Peck District Administration has informed that all traffic along the Futsero to Peck 2-lane road, Package 3, between Losami and Peck Village, is completely restricted due to ongoing landslides and rock falls. Informing that road clearance is in progress, the Deputy Commissioner said movement will remain suspended until the route is declared safe. He said 2 alternate routes for commuters are Futsero, Porba, Sakraba, Polami, Komi, Losami, Losatepe, Lanejo, and Zero Point, Jeteba, Runguzu Nasa, Runguzu, Tovopisu, Serhoba, Peck, Lanejo. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Corp and 5 tribal bodies to abstain from government functions, Independence Day over composition of review, Reservation Commission. Chief Minister Rio hopes International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples will foster greater awareness on Indigenous rights. Nagaland Unit of All India Freedom Fighters and Successors Organization observes 83rd Quit India Movement Day. And BJP Nagaland to launch Har Ghar Tiranga campaign and Tiranga Yatra from August 11. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.